The educational materials presented here were developed by students and faculty of the Department of Food Science and Human Nutrition at Iowa State University. Funding for this project was provided by grants from the American Cancer Society Midwest and the Lance Armstrong Foundation. The materials are intended for educational use and are not meant to provide medical advice. We welcome your feedback about these materials. Please use the evaluation survey link on the homepage to provide your comments and suggestions.
Nutrition and exercise during pregnancy. Many of you are wondering how this presentation will affect your life. First, typically everyone knows someone who is pregnant or is going to become pregnant. With this knowledge, I hope to inform you of health-conscious choices that you can share with people you know. Second, not only is a proper diet and exercise important for women during pregnancy, but also everyone else. These recommendations presented will not only benefit someone who is pregnant, but will also promote a good health of individuals. Because health problems are on the rise, it is important to understand how an improper diet can affect your health and create a wealth of diseases. By informing women who are pregnant or seeking to become pregnant about healthy choices, we can prevent diseases from occurring. It is a good way to start healthy nutrition habits early on so the mother can continue it throughout the child's life. There has been much debate on the proper weight gain during pregnancy. Weight gain depends on many factors, including the pre-pregnancy BMI. If BMI before pregnancy is low, a greater weight gain during the pregnancy is recommended. For example, if BMI is less than 19.8, the recommended weight gain is between 28 to 40 pounds. On the other hand, if BMI is above 29, the recommended weight gain is a minimum of 15 pounds. The minimum of 15 pounds is based on the need to gain support tissues for the baby. An estimate of where the weight gain occurs in an average woman includes the baby, 7.5 pounds, breast tissue, 2 pounds, maternal stores, mainly protein and fat, which is 7 pounds, placenta, 1.5 pounds, uterus growth, 2 pounds, amniotic fluid, which is the water around the baby, 2 pounds, additional maternal blood, 4 pounds, and other body fluids, 4 pounds. To fully understand weight gain recommendations, it is important to define terms. BMI is the abbreviation for body mass index. This is a measure of body fat based on height and weight. To calculate, divide weight in pounds by height in inches, squared and multiply by 703. BMI calculation is the same for males and females.